There you go. All right, everybody on your best behavior. Your microphones are on. Yes. That was Arthur Channel. You heard it first right here on member-supported radio, KX93.5. The song is called Lighten Up. That's track two of the brand-new record, which is available right now. It came out just this month, right, guys?
Yeah.
Came out about 2 weeks ago.
So John and Greg are here from, again, the brand-new band called Arthur Channel. Thanks so much for taking the time and coming to our Pearl Street studios right here in Laguna Beach.
Thank you, man.
This is an interesting project. Right off the bat, I kind of gravitated towards this record because of the artists who are on it. And John, it appears that you've kind of aligned yourself and kind of formed this band with a bunch of musicians who have had some success in the past, huh?
Yeah, it's actually been a pretty amazing journey so far. I've never really done this before. You know, I've played in some bands, so. I really had to step up my game playing with these guys.
What do you mean you've never done this before? I mean, you've put out records in the past or not so much?
No, I put out a demo with my old band called Nude Black Glass, and that was it.
That was an East Coast prog rock band,
Yeah.
And then
very Mars Volta influenced, and
Greg, have you heard that previous stuff from John's former band?
You know, I will say that I snooped around the internet a little bit. I was curious about his beginnings, you know, and I found it very unique and interesting. It's different from what we do, but it's nothing to be ashamed of for sure.
So flash forward to 2013, John Green, you are in Southern California now. And you found yourself, again, surrounded by some amazing musicians. Greg, I guess one band of note is the Wallflowers. You've been playing with them for years and years and years. Any other projects that you've been involved in the past?
Let's see. I work with Fiona Apple on her first record, Macy Gray's debut record. I played bass on that. I worked with Michael Penn, songwriter. Joe Henry, another songwriter.
Right. Also as a producer, right?
Yeah. I produced a very big mainstream rock band from Norway called Big Bang. I produced an English band called Minibar. I've kind of done that in, you know, sort of.
So you're a musician's musician, man, through and through.
He's an encyclopedia for music.
Is he? Do you find that to be the case?
It's insane. Yeah. We'll be listening to the most obscure song and be like, oh, man, the producer for this song. Blah, blah, blah.
I am that liner note guy. I grew up in an era when, you know, you looked at the back of the album and read who worked on it.
Now you don't get that anymore. You get MP3s or something like that. And, yeah, there's nothing to read.
It's been tough for me in that realm. I got to say, I went back to collecting vinyl because of it. You know, when the vinyl boom kind of when it returned a few years ago.
Are you a hoarder?
I'm not a hoarder. I will tell you the truth that I had to buy back every vinyl album that I used to own because I'd sold it. You know, when the CD made its debut in 1986, I sold my entire vinyl collection, and then flash forward about 26 years, I realized that the sound quality was not better. And I realized that people were starting to make vinyl, you know, sort of more available. You know, artists were, you know, now including that on top of CDs and MP3s. And so I jumped back into it and basically bought everything that I had when I was, you know,
that's
a teenager.
Awesome. That's crazy.
And then some. So,
I love going into record stores and thumbing through and everything. Again, John Green and Greg, they're here from Arthur Channel. Who are we missing from the band today?
Well, we're missing Jack Irons.
Yeah.
The drummer.
Another accomplished musician in his own right.
Yep. Yeah. And Alan Johannes. Mm-hmm.
Guitar
player.
Jack was amazing musicians. Yeah, Jack was original founding member, drummer of Red Hot Chili Peppers, and he was in Pearl Jam from about 94 to 98, did all those middle records like No Code and Yield, and the Mirror Ball record with Neil Young. And Al was the singer of 11, and has produced and engineered for bands like Queens of the Stone Age, and he was the guitar player for Them Crooked Vultures.
Awesome.
So those two guys, along with the two of us, comprise Arthur Channel.
Arthur Channel, John, did you find it intimidating at all when these guys approached you to jam out on the record, on some music, rather?
You know,
we were like, dude, chill, man. It's no big deal.
Well, I was really, really nervous about it and intimidated. And Jack was the first one I talked to. So when I initially talked to him, I realized, like, whoa, this guy's just really cool.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And did you do your own Wikipedia type of Google search on these guys and what they've been involved with in the past?
You know, it's funny. My first concert that I ever went to was Pearl Jam at the Hartford Meadows in 96, and Jack was playing drums for Pearl Jam.
Wow.
So it's hard for it not to be a little weird for him that he winds up in a band with the drummer that was in the first concert he ever saw.
Right. You got to admit, this is an interesting project that you guys got going on
right now.
Again, the band is called Arthur Channel. The disc is available right now. It's self-titled. There's 9 tracks on this thing. We've been playing the song Lighten Up for a couple weeks now, and again, we're totally on board with this project. But Greg, take us to more or less the inception of this band, how it all happened.
The way that this band started was that in 2010, the Wallflowers had been on hiatus for a few years, and I was just producing bands at that time, and I was missing playing a bit. You know, I was sort of, you know, in the studio with other groups and more of the producer role. Oddly enough, a friend of mine started working with Jack Irons. He was this kid who was a drum maker, and he wanted to introduce Jack and I. He just thought, you know, I know both these guys. I think they'd get along really well. He didn't know I was a big fan of Jack's drumming to begin with. So I reached out to Jack when he gave me his email, and I said, "Hey, big fan, but you know, we should go have lunch and, you know, hang out."
Because you were just itching to start a new project, huh?
I was getting to that point. It had been a few years in the band. You know, Wallflowers weren't doing anything at the time, and I was sort of feeling like, okay, you know what, I want to get back into that realm. So Jack and I went out to lunch, and I said to him, "Hey, I've always been a big fan." You know, we had like a 3-hour lunch. "Oh, you know him, I know him," but, you know, a bunch of coincidences.
Everybody knows everybody.
Everybody knows everyone.
Yeah.
And I'd known Stone from Pearl Jam a bit, and, you know, some other people that Jack knows.
Right.
So we talked about that, and at the end of lunch I said, "Hey, you know, I'm kind of missing playing. It'd be great if we could maybe get something together and jam, maybe find, you know, a singer." It was just sort of a toss-off comment at the end of our lunch. But about 2 weeks later he said, "Hey, you know, a friend of mine just introduced me to this guy, John Green. He's a great singer. He's got great songs. He's been coming over to my house lately. And we've been just jamming drums and guitar and vocal, you know, sort of White Stripes style, you know, just for lack of other members at that point."
Right.
You know? And it wasn't a stylistic choice.
Sure.
It was, you know, they didn't have anyone else at the time.
Yeah.
So Jack called and said, "You know, this kid's really great. He's got great tunes and he's got a really strong voice. Why don't you come over?" Middle summer of 2010, I started going over to Jack's place about once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we started jamming as a trio with John. And, you know, we played literally once a week for like a year and a half. And it was very organic. We, you know, one day decided, let's throw up some microphones and let's just capture, you know, what we're doing. And that's actually what the record is. You know, we weren't really planning on making an album. We just started recording everything as we were playing.
Right.
And then we went, "Wow, this sounds really great. Why don't we take this over to our friends and let him play guitar on it?" And,
you know,
so we had Lyle Workman play guitar from Frank Black, and we also had Alan play on it, you know, who then became the go-to guy on guitar.
Sure.
So it was a sort of a natural thing of just being introduced to John out of nowhere.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So you guys
lined up very well.
Is this more or less a collaborative effort between all four of you guys when you guys sit down and are jamming out and writing and recording and stuff?
It's funny. We've been actually taking that approach recently. Mm-hmm. We're working on some new music now that is very much a collaborative effort. A lot of the songs on this record were written up in a cabin by me in Northern California.
Cool.
I was out of work, so I went up there to do some tree work. I was also an arborist at the time.
Oh,
yeah.
So,
you should see some of the pictures of him, you know, up in the air by 100 feet. You know.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Right, up in the redwoods or whatever those trees are.
Yeah.
We're like, "Dude, don't do that anymore. You're in a band now. We don't want anything to happen."
Yeah, that's dangerous.
So I wrote a lot of the songs up there. I had a few ideas that were kind of lingering over the past few years, and I had no idea where it would end up, you know, so I just kept working on these tunes. And then finally, when I got together with these guys,
that's when you're able to bring them to the table, I imagine.
Right.
Yeah.
And we ended up doing some arrangement changing. Thirst of the Universe was pretty collaborative for the most part on that.
Cool.
But mainly these were his tunes that we all got together and we wrote music for.
Yeah.
You know, you had already had these songs. I think now, you know, because we're a pretty new band, we're just getting into a situation where we're coming up with stuff all together on the spot. But
yeah,
the first record really is about him, you know.
Cool. John, what sort of music did you grow up around? Like, what were your folks listening to type of thing when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I very specifically remember listening to Little Feat and Abraxas by Santana.
No kidding.
That was kind of on repeat.
Was
in
that
house.
The inspiration behind you picking up the guitar? And are you a multi-instrumentalist yourself, or is this always the guitar for you?
No, it's funny. I'd always kind of noodled on the guitar and used it as like a songwriting tool. You know, I never really took it all that seriously.
Yeah.
And I'd say, especially since meeting these guys and, you know, we had this consideration, like, maybe, you know, you should just be a singer. And that's what I had always just wanted to do.
Then we rethought it.
And
we're like, you know what? This is very unique what he's doing on guitar. This is actually a big part of the thing. You know?
And it's become something over the past few years that I've started to really enjoy delving into and kind of relearning and having a new connection with.
Cool.
I've sort of just submitted to it. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna play
guitar. Embrace
it. I'm gonna do
it. Yeah. Again, John Green and Arthur Channel is this brand new project. Again, we're on board with this thing. The record is available right now to the general public. If it would be agreeable to you guys, I'd like to play another track off the record. Then we could come back and talk about more stuff.
That'd be great. Sounds
I got good. More questions for you guys. I guess you guys said track three might be good, Thirst of the Universe.
I think so.
Give us a storyteller's type of moment with this. Is there anything to talk about, or should we just play it on the air?
Well, I love the chorus of this. It used to be this kind of really dark, droning tune that I had written. I have a tape of it. I still have to show Greg. Yeah. It's pretty funny. Yeah. It's very different. And it's, you know, love is the thirst of the universe. That's it.
There you go. All right. Arthur Channel, you heard it first right here on KX93.5, Thirst of the Universe, and more from our Pearl Street studios right after this.
I want to finally
All right. Having a nice conversation off the air as well. That is Arthur Channel, track 3 off the new record, Thirst of the Universe. Greg and John from the band are here right now. Forgot what I was going to ask you, but you know, I know I had so many things lined up all of a sudden.
You want to talk about the record company?
Oh, yeah.
I did. I find it that when I talk to artists, one of the most important things when aligning yourself with a record company or a record deal or whatever is to make sure that it's almost like a laissez-faire thing, to make sure that the artists have full creative control. Who are you guys working with now?
Greg, I'll let you take this one.
All right. Sure. No, we are signed to The End Records out of Brooklyn, New York, and they have a pretty eclectic artist roster. They have Fatboy Slim, The Prodigy, Danzig, Lemonheads, Art Brut, Badly Drawn Boy,
American Sharks.
American Sharks.
I love those guys.
Who else? They have Juliet Lewis and the Licks. They have James Eha, the Smashing Pumpkins original guitarist.
Did they find you guys? How did that happen?
Well, what happened was they didn't find us. The Wallflowers were on the road this year quite a bit, and one of the opening bands that we had out with us on a few tours were called My Jerusalem.
Cool.
And My Jerusalem, as you said, as we were talking earlier, sort of how Jeff Klein, the singer, has sort of a Nick Cave vibe.
Totally,
you know?
Does.
Yeah. And it's a great, their new record, Preachers, is great. So when we finished the tour, the last tour with My Jerusalem, I Facebook messaged Jeff Klein and I said, you know, I have this other project.
Say what you want about Facebook, but people are responsive on it.
People are hooking up, man. Very people, yeah. You know, wheeling and dealing on Facebook behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But in any event, I told Jeff Klein, you know, when we got off the road, I said, I have this other project called Arthur Channel with our drummer Jack and with Alan Johannes and John Green, and we were looking for a home to put the record out. And I asked him if he liked the label that his band was on. And he said, I love my label, and I would gladly give them your record or your recordings and, you know, try and help you out. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. You know, they listened to the record. They loved the album. They liked the story of, you know, what we just kind of went over about, you know, meeting John. And they agreed to put the record out. And they've been very supportive. And, you know,
yeah, very cool people.
That's
very
great. Reliable. Absolutely.
But we were patient. The record was done for a little while, and we had to put it on the back burner while Jack and I finished the Wallflower.
And you said you recorded this whole new record up north in a cabin. Is that true?
No, all the demoing of the songs.
Okay.
I had kind of been working out all the details up there. And this was actually before I even met these guys.
Oh, I see. And then when it came time to actually, you know, make the material for the record, where did you guys record that stuff? And was it all written beforehand and you guys just came into the studio and ripped right into these songs?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it was a pretty fluid process. I mean, we had been, you know, playing for, what, a year and a half?
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, we just felt pretty well practiced with everything, and it just felt right. We ended up going into Jack's little home studio and recorded all the basic tracks there, and then we went to our friend Brian Cook's studio called Juice Monster in Eagle Rock, and recorded some guitar and vocals there.
Right.
And then we went to Lyle Workman's house, and he did the lead guitar there. And
cool,
then
man.
Lyle, interestingly, has been doing a lot of composing for Judd Apatow's films. He does all the soundtrack work for Judd's movies, like Hangover. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
so he's become quite the composer lately. So he has a great studio of his own, and we did a lot of guitar work there.
Awesome. So this whole thing more or less self-produced, right? Or any producers that you linked up with for this one?
Greg, actually.
Yeah. I did that.
He's the producer.
Right. You're a producer yourself.
Yeah, so they kind of said, here, you do this, you produce it, that's what you do. So I actually usually don't love producing stuff that I play on, because I try and have a perspective from the outside.
Yeah.
But when you're trying to produce something, but you're also like within, you know, in the band.
Right. You mean you're looking for someone with fresh ears to come in and
well, you know, when you're trying to make decisions about a song, sometimes it's easier to kind of be looking at the whole thing and not going, what's the bass part though? Or
right.
what should I be doing in this song? You know?
Yeah.
But I also thought it would be good practice to be able to kind of get better at that, you know?
Yeah.
And so,
in a job well done.
I, you know, these guys told me, hey, it's going well. We're digging this. So yeah. I didn't forfeit the responsibility to somebody
cool.
else.
Yeah. Cool. Well, you guys should be proud of the record. Again, Arthur Channel, John, and Greg are in studio with me right now. I'm missing two members of the band, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Shows. We haven't even talked about shows. Potentially, you guys may very well go out on the road, do the whole festival circuit. But the record's been out for a couple weeks now, and there are at least two gigs under your belt. Very different locations. Can you talk about that real quick?
Well, you can take the first one, the interesting one.
Yeah, we played at an art showing in Beverly Hills at the Guggenheim residence up there, and played next to a pool
that had the art projected on a wall next to the pool,
like a waterfall coming down into the pool, and we played next to that. That was our first show. It was certainly the most interesting show I've played.
Yeah.
I don't have too many shows under my belt, but
yeah, but that was I think that was an interesting show for me too, and I'd done a lot, but that was pretty wild.
Did you feel out of your element, John? I mean, you said yourself you drove up in an old pickup truck.
Yeah, you know what? I felt great about it.
Cool.
I was, you know, I've realized from I've been in LA for 4 years now, and I kind of realized just gotta let your freak flag fly, you know. Yeah. If you're
sure,
if
embrace
you're,
here's my pickup. Deal with it.
deal with
exactly.
it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know,
This is what I got now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was that show, and then you guys played the Viper Room recently. Was it well received at the Viper Room?
Yeah, the Viper Room show went really, really well.
Good.
It was, you know, it's a pretty small place to begin with, but it was full, and you know, it sounded great, and I was really proud. I thought you did a great job. It felt like you'd played hundreds of shows already.
Yeah,
so.
I mean,
nice. You know, when you got it, you got it. John's got it. He's got a really strong voice.
That's wouldn't be on board, Greg, if it wasn't a winner of a project.
Yeah, it's true. He's he impressed all of us. You know, it's tough to come by vocals that are that, you know, strong and unique, and we jumped at the chance to work with him. So. You know, it's funny. He kind of looks at it from the other side of like, I can't believe I'm playing with these guys that are in these bands I like. And we're sort of like, thank God, this guy's a great singer. And, you know, because, you know, we don't come across that very often. So we're all feeling good about it.
Yeah, it's actually, you know, kind of an amazing thing to be able to really, for me being a singer, to be able to really just sit back and really thoroughly enjoy the music that's being played. And, you know, fit my thing into that vocally. It's just such a relief. I've played in lots of bands that, you know, we didn't do much, and it was kind of always a struggle for a singer to figure out the placement, you know,
right.
have that solid band behind you to feel confident with, and it's a great feeling.
Awesome.
Really cool.
Well, let's play another song off the record. Is that okay, you guys?
Yeah.
We'd love that.
Right, and then we'll come back and we'll play a couple of your songs totally stripped down.
Cool.
Like I said before, a lot of bands aren't, equipped or ready to perform some of their songs acoustically, so we appreciate you. In fact, you even borrowed an acoustic guitar from one of your friends, huh?
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Anyone else to say hi to on the air while I got you here, by the way?
Actually, I do want to say that... My Jerusalem is playing at the Satellite, I think, on the 7th, mm-hmm. which is that 2 days?
I think it's Friday.
It's Friday.
On the 7th, yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to be playing at the Satellite in L.A., so go out and see those guys.
Right on. Okay, a little plug for My Jerusalem. I've played them on my Unsigned Sunday show before, even if they're unsigned, if they're coming off a mom-and-pop record label that we absolutely love, we'll spin it on that show.
Great.
But what should we hear off the record now, you guys? It's really up to you.
What do you say?
Oh, boy.
What do you say?
Vapor?
Well, you know, I got us. What's that?
What were you going to say? Go for it.
Can we take it down a notch? Can we go away from the rock for a minute?
Sure. I'll play whatever you want.
I think Hand Over Arms. That's like John vocal beautimus. Like
awesome.
Great, great stuff.
All right, this is the last track off the Arthur Channel record. The record is available right now. Brand new project. which should be on your radar. We're going to play this song in our Pearl Street studios, and John's going to play a couple for us acoustically right in front of my face. One of the perks of the job is having these performances right here. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Hand over arms, and let something be silenced for once. Hand over arms, and let something be silenced for once. Be a good thing to come back full of understanding. Love's poem saw for certain. Yes, I was certain I saw it, as if a well had sprung from a great tree, yeah. Still underneath that black, black bell of thunder, and you cry in a voice moaning, and over and over. Side of the road, I can't help but feel this ain't helping anymore. Built up a wall, I build up a moat. Can't help but feel this ain't helping anymore. Hand over arms, and let something be silence for once.
Song from Arthur Channel, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We realize we got a lot of new listeners here this afternoon. Thanks for paying attention. We are brand new, 1 year old in Southern California. We are member supported. So, you know, if you want to keep the dream alive of taking FM back to the glory days, you could donate. You could become a member of the radio station.
Yes.
And all the details are online on KX935.com. That's how we get to do artist interviews, you know, just about every afternoon, and create content for artists left and right. John and Greg are here from the band Arthur Channel. That was track 9, Hand Over Arms. sung beautifully by John Green, who's in our studio right now, who's got that acoustic. You're welcome. He's got that acoustic guitar on loan from somebody, and I guess this is more of a, more or less a stripped down version of what you guys normally do, huh?
Yeah. 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 This is a song called Ripple, and hope you enjoy.
All right, at your leisure.
All right. Oh, my cities were built up on a waking, pouring crisis and discomfort from their walls. Still the waiting and presuming lead the struggle. Still my mechanisms have tired to a crawl. And one in before I surrender, I'm exploding at your feet, letting me reside forever as a ripple on your sleeve. Tensed and strangely maddened by pressure, vultures will eat all my consolations I depend on, and being asleep as they feed off of what I've abandoned. This dharma will leak from the core and insist all I rise from is dropped to the floor and leaves me shattered. Yet standing quite aware. The morning before I surrender, I'm exploding at your feet, letting me reside forever as a ripple on your sleeve. The morning before I surrender, I'm exploding at your feet, letting me reside forever as a ripple on your sleeve. This life comes with one guarantee. This life comes with one guarantee. Oh, oh, 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 the warning before I surrender, I'm exploding at your feet, letting me reside forever as a ripple on your sleeve. The warning
couple of us in the studio. We're the only ones clapping because we're the only ones here. That is John Green from Arthur Channel live in our Pearl Street studios on member-supported radio. KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach. Man, he's an awesome singer.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah,
oh, I am in a band with you. I was just going to say, can I be in a band with you?
Everybody wants anytime to be in a band with you, man.
That's right. Right. I'm like, get away. God, how many people are going to fight off every day?
Let me ask you this, John, if you were ever